Imagine this. There is a catastrophic earthquake, 7.8 magnitude in Southern California. Roadways have been taken out, so have cell phone towers, as well as the critical infrastructure for water and power. Over the course of the next 4 days, 400,000 Californians head to Arizona for refuge. What do we do?
That was the scenario that played out at Papago Park as part of the National Mass Care exercise last week. It involved more than 1,000 players from 745 federal, state, local, and tribal agencies. Here in Phoenix, about 300 people participated. The goal? To make sure Arizona's emergency response networks are prepared for the absolute worst-case scenario and to iron out any unforeseen challenges before that actually happens.
Charlie Misra is with the Arizona Department of Emergency and Military Affairs, and I asked him to walk us through this. If something like this happened in California, which many experts say might happen, what do emergency managers here in Arizona do?
When we hear that this earthquake has happened, the first thing that we do is we activate the State Emergency Operations Center, and we start collaborating with our emergency response partners. Their job and our job collectively is to identify the resource needs. What are the immediate needs of the people, and what are part of us start looking into longer term needs as well. We're also looking at addressing the consequences of what has happened. So we're planning for the next 12, 24, 48 hours. And this multi-agency group that we have will look to address those issues of mass sheltering, feeding, and reunification.
Right. So let's talk about those things. So first of all, where would we put this many people from California if they needed to be evacuated here?
I think the first thing that people would think of is maybe everyone come to a large one location, mm-hmm. but it's the exact opposite. Working with our partners throughout the different counties, the state, local and tribal government officials, we identify different sheltering areas, working with the American Red Cross, areas like high school gyms, auditoriums, large buildings throughout the state that can be identified as sheltering locations. And that was part of the exercise that was tackled here, is that people will not just be coming to one part of the state. They're going to be evacuating all over. So we need to have plans ready and established and relationships created, so that way we know what capabilities everyone has and where we can shelter all of these people.
So having done this, what were some of the challenges that came up during this training that you feel now better prepared for?
Sure. So some of the gaps that we identified, with so many moving parts, it's a challenge to make sure that everyone has the same common operating picture.
Yeah.
So by having these ongoing training and exercise opportunities, we can get more familiar with our partners. We can continue to strengthen those relationships. We encourage people not to use acronyms, but use common language, so we're all on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
And we're always working to identify ways to improve communication flow. And this exercise was another opportunity for us to make sure that all the players were informed with the latest information, and that we continued to work at a rhythm that would best serve the people of Arizona.
Yeah. So do you feel at this moment that if something catastrophic like this did happen, we would be prepared in Arizona?
Absolutely. Arizona is prepared, and our relationships, coordination, and collaboration with other agencies is the key. Day to day, we work with our partners in state emergency response and recovery plans to make sure that we understand what each agency has to offer and how to activate that resource. And during a disaster, we use the plan as a playbook to outline what needs to be done and how to accomplish it. And the gold is not really in the plans themselves, but in the planning process. These planning meetings, these exercises, they help us build relationships and understand each agency's roles and responsibilities. And that helps us when an emergency comes along.
All right, that's Charlie Misra with the Arizona Department of Emergency and Military Affairs. That department last week partnered with FEMA and the Red Cross and did a drill to prepare for up to 400,000 people needing to evacuate from California in the case of a massive earthquake. Charlie, thank you so much for telling us about this.
You're welcome. Thank you for having us.